I'm Curtis with CK and the Rising Tide, and this is Exit 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT.
We are live at EXT 518 Sessions with Sydney Worthley and CK Flack, two incredibly talented local 518 singer-songwriters who will be playing the 71st Annual Albany Tulip Fest in Washington Park on the local 518 Lake House stage Mother's Day weekend. Curtis from CK and the Rising Tide, who will be performing right here in our studio. Curtis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Give a little something, show a little something to people what they can expect Mother's Day weekend.
Jesus and I were pretty cool. Talk all the time like good friends do. I broke every rule in Catholic school. Burned every bridge until I got to you. Wheels up, I love this life so much I could just die. So I drive, drive, drive. I can still hear the songs that we sang in the night, and I cry, cry, cry. And you ask when I'll be home. I see pretty soon, I can't lie to you. My love that stares, blood red hair, painting her nails, face fine and fair. I can't turn away, nor can I stay. These are my sins masked as options to weigh. Wheels up, I love this life so much I could just die. So I drive, drive, drive. I can still hear the songs that we sang in the night, and I cry, cry, cry. And you ask when I'll be home. I see you pretty soon, I can't lie. Check in on you, peeking through your window at night. The steam heat drone of your voice on the phone is quiet and humble and kind. Wheels up, I love this life so much I could just die. So I drive, drive, drive. I can still hear the songs that we sang in the night, and I cry, cry, cry. And you ask when I'll be home. I see pretty soon, I can't lie.
Yeah, that's the CK we all know and love. That's songwriting. Isn't that great?
Awesome.
CK Flack. Curtis K. Flack. CK and the Rising Tide, a part of the 71st Annual Albany Tulip Fest in Washington Park, Mother's Day weekend. Curtis fuses all country, indie rock, and Americana into a lovely stew. We love that. What's the name of that song?
That's a new song called Drive.
Wow. You know, your songs, they always sound like you get hit by a landslide. You know, they take you by surprise, completely envelop you. Tell us how you were lured into music.
Well, I started playing drums around 10 years old. And I had a great teacher who loved music, and he kind of pushed me to go beyond just playing the drums and, you know, focus on what everybody else is doing while you're playing, whether it's, you know, in a church band, which is kind of where I got started, or you're playing in, you know, a rock and roll or Americana group, just focusing on all elements of the song and songwriting and just, you know, really paying attention to detail and focusing on those little things.
And when you were growing up, who were you listening to?
I grew up on some older stuff, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash. Listen to a lot of stuff now, like a lot of Jeff Tweedy stuff, like Wilco, and he just put out a new solo album, Warm, which is really great. And I listen to a little Conor Oberst and Gaslight Anthem, Brian Fallon, all that.
You know, you played a solo show back in 2017, the Move Music Festival, opening for Sawyer Fredericks and Jocelyn and Chris Arndt. And soon after, you had the band together, The Rising Tide. Tell us about that. I saw that show. You were fantastic there.
Yeah, the band kind of came out of that night because I met a gentleman after the show who did a little interview with me. And he was like, hey, you know, maybe we ought to start, you know, working together. He was a drummer, and he introduced me to my bass player, Chris, and we just kind of went from there, adding people, and it happened pretty quickly. And we've been through a few lineup changes since we've been together, but since American Romance has come out, we've been going pretty strong. So,
and do these guys help you with writing the songs?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a group effort.
Yeah, what comes first, the lyric or the melody?
Well, American Romance, I wrote the songs in their entirety. And then we just added each instrument as we recorded. This time around for the album, the new album, I took a little bit of a different approach. We focused more on the music and the dynamics and the layers and the overall vibe kind of as a whole package. And I had some ideas for lyrics and choruses and things and ideas of what I wanted to do going into it, but I'm still polishing and working out lines and stuff like that. So it's a little bit of a you know, smorgasbord, if you will, of for this one. Every song was a little bit different.
Oh, I can't wait. And it's coming out this summer.
It's supposed to.
You're still recording it right now in the studio?
Yeah, actually, that's where I was before I came here. I was working on some editing and stuff, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a labor of love. It's just, it's difficult at times, but you got to just focus on that, the light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Yeah. So. CKandTheRisingTide.com is the website, and CK and the Rising Tide will be performing at 2:15 on Saturday, May 11th in Washington Park on the local 518 Amp stage at the Lake House, and that is immediately following Sidney Worthley. You're sitting here, and you both have guitars in your hands, and I love it when we have singer-songwriters in the studio. We know you from your album and that single, Strong.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You bowled us over with that a couple of years back. How you been?
I've been great. How are you?
Doing well. Can't wait to see you perform here at Tulip Fest.
I'm so excited to be back. I played a couple of years ago.
And you did?
Yeah, that was like my first big show, and we've done so much since then, so I'm excited to see Albany again.
What have you done since then? You've done a lot of shows. You've traveled a lot.
Yeah, we've done Upstate Concert Hall. We did Mountain Jam. Oh my God, Mountain Jam was my favorite.
How about that?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Meet a lot of people, inspired by a lot of people too.
And I've been listening to their music since then. Like Jade Bird, I've been listening to her music nonstop. She just released an album. I've listened to it nonstop since then. So
you guys both discover new artists, new bands all the time. They also inspire the music that you're making now, right?
Absolutely. Local music, and that's what this is all about. So thank you at WEXT for promoting local music. It's been great.
Well, it's our pleasure. There's so much hidden talent out there where it should be spotlighted around the 518. So Sidney melds rock, pop, and folk into a delightful audio stew. And you started out at the age of 14.
Yeah.
Your debut album, Strong, was released in September 2017. When did you first fall in love with music?
Oh, I've been in love with music since I can remember, because my family always has music going on in the house. Like, we clean and we have music, like a playlist going on. So one of my like earliest memories of like wanting to like perform music was I asked my parents for a guitar when I was like 6, and then I caught my guitar and I didn't know how to play it, so it just sat there for a while, and then I finally got lessons when I was 9 years old, and I just like haven't stopped since then. So
yeah,
it's been one of my favorite things ever. So
and what comes to you first, a lyric or a melody?
So I'm trying to think, because I think that for Strong, it was the whole song just kind of like came to me. Not like the entire song, but like the melody and the lyrics both came together. And then I brought it into the studio and then we all worked on it together. Like the whole band worked on it together and then it just became what it was. So, but like with the new music, I think it's the lyrics that are coming first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You jot them all down, all these thoughts and ideas?
Yeah, absolutely. I have so many
songs. You write
them
down in a notebook or you write them down
and
type them into your
phone? Right here, there's like a million songs. So a lot unfinished. I got to finish those, but yeah.
CK, do you do that as well? Do you write down little fragments of lyrics here and there and come back to it?
Yeah, I used to keep a pretty religious notebook. And lately, I just put stuff in my phone. I have like an open notes page in my phone that's just full of scrap ideas.
Yeah, that's how I am too.
Do you guys like open up your phone and like record like a guitar riff or an idea or sing a melody or something just to get it out of your head so you don't forget?
Yeah.
I've recorded whole songs for the band on my phone. Just be like, hey, listen to this. And that's sometimes how it goes.
The other night I was like, it was in the middle of the night and I just like woke up and I like, kind of had an idea for a song. And so I just like started typing it in my phone and I'm like, I can't forget this because I'm going to forget it in the morning. So I just like pulled out my phone and it's a really bad recording. I'm never going to show that to anybody, but it's just to jot down ideas.
When I was really, really, really young, my dad taped me on reel to reel. That shows you how old I am, singing to Roger Miller's King of the Road.
That's awesome.
And I have that reel to reel in my possession at home. It's sitting in the deep, dark back of the closet. No one will ever, ever hear it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. King of the Road, that's what inspired me really, really young. So we love having you both here and on the stage, the Tulip Fest. This is going to be great.
It's a free
family event. The Tulip Queen coronation gets underway at noon at the Lake House. And then you guys take the stage and you guys bring a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, and a lot of friends to Washington Park. We're excited to see you guys and hear you guys. Cindy, are you working on some new material now?
I am. I have 3 new singles in the works. And I'm excited because we've been playing them and we've gotten some really good responses. So I'm excited in this like new direction that we're going.
You have a band member here.
Yes.
You also have your mom in the studio here.
Yes. A little shout out to my mom. A little shout out to Andrew.
Very cool. Now, guys, what's one thing folks listening out there would be surprised to know about you? You geek out on Jeopardy or you love eating Rocky Road ice cream or something?
The only show that I watch is The Office. I quote it constantly. And while I'm watching it, I quote it. So I can't let people watch it with me because it just gets annoying too quickly.
CK?
I'm a big Office fan as well.
Yeah?
I was just watching it last night. just reruns of The Office is all I really watch.
Absolutely.
You ever watch the British version? Never got into that one?
Yeah, I never got into that one, no. Uh-huh. You gotta love Steve Carell.
Yeah.
He makes the whole show.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. CK Fleck, or CK, and the RisingTide.com is his website. And we have Sydney Worthley. SydneyWorthley.com is the website. And you can also find her on social media, YouTube, iTunes, anywhere music is out there and available. We can find both of you guys there.
Yes.
And both coming out with new albums, CK coming out supposedly later on this summer, and Sydney, you're working on some new stuff as well.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I can't either.
Check back with us, both of you guys.
Absolutely.
And check out Sydney Worthley and CK and the Rising Tide. Again, 1 p.m. is Sydney. She kicks off Saturday's music at Tulip Fest, 215 CK and the Rising Tide. Tulip Fest in Albany's Washington Park, presented in part by WEXT. And Sydney, you want to take us out?
Of course.
I've been gone for a while. Now I'm back with a smile on my face. I bet you were proud. Drink of choice in your hand. Now you're wanting the sand on your toes. How are you now? I know you're over me. You're done with me. I wish that you could see. I've been so lost without you. Ooh. I'm a sinking ship. I'm taking a dip in the water. It's gotta heal me. I'm floating away. I'm begging to stay in the ocean. It's gotta drown. Join me. I've been so lost without you. I'm a sinking ship, I'm taking a dip, and the water is gonna kill me. I'm floating away, I'm begging to stay, and the ocean is gonna drown me. So why don't you jump in and join me? I'm taking a dip in the water, the sky feels me. I'm floating away, I'm begging to stay in the ocean that's gonna drown me. So why don't you jump in and join me?
Yeah, wow, that sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Sydney Worthley and Curtis Flack. Guys, thank you so much for dropping on by. It was a real pleasure to see you guys, hear your music, and we can't wait for Tulip Fest this year.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for your support.
This is Sydney Worthley. Thanks for being a member of WEXT Radio.